DJ Vanis is the president of Native Discovery, a proud member of the Ottawa tribe and a U.S. military veteran.
I was in the Air Force. Well, I was in uniform for 14 years, 4 years at the U.S. Air Force Academy, and then 10 years active duty.
Vanis was in Buffalo last Thursday evening for a special screening of The Warrior Tradition, a television documentary exploring Native Americans who served in the military. Vanis says the warrior tradition among Natives is very real.
I worked with 497 tribal nations over the last 25 years, and I can say it's a very real concept and dynamic that still is alive today. It's part of our cultural heritage. We want to be able to honor that. That responsibility.
In fact, among all ethnic demographics within the U.S. population, more Native Americans per capita enroll in the U.S. military than counterparts from any other ethnic group. But it raises the question, why? Natives who served in the military take on that question in the documentary.
Why did you join the white man's war? They weren't nice to you. That may be so. Still, this is our land.
Those answers and the answers to other questions are provided by participating Native veterans, and they are the only voices viewers will hear. Larry Hott, producer and director of The Warrior Tradition, spoke of the decision to leave out a formal narrator.
We at the beginning of the project, we thought, well, maybe we would have to have a narrator to lay out some of the history and make some of the connections, the ligaments that connect the joints of the film. But in the end, the people who were speaking were so strong, and their stories were so emotional that we were able to put them together in a certain kind of order. And the real trick was, how do you take what we call a survey film, which is a lot of disparate stories and time periods, and put it together into a narrative that makes sense?
Dozens were interviewed. Only a few ultimately made the cut. They shared tales including the fascinating possession of an heirloom, which one veteran held in Vietnam. Larry Hott explains.
One of the things I know I wanted to get into the film was the things they carried. That's the name of a famous book about Vietnam veterans. It's a novel. But the idea of the things they carried, why would they take these things? And the film actually opens with Chuck Bowers, who is a career photographer in the Army, retired now, and is one of the few Lipan Apache war chiefs in the country. And he talks about the three feathers that he carried with him. And in fact, we open with that and we close with that because he talks about, at the end, passing it on to his nephew who's stationed overseas. And he said he will carry these three feathers with him.
Among those eagerly anticipating the finished production was DJ Vanis, who was proud and excited by how it came out.
I was really blown away by how well it was done. I think it was done and you can tell it when you watch the documentary, with a sincere appreciation of the idea and the people who are involved in the concept and in our tribes. And I really like the treatment of all of that.
It's a narrative that Vanis says needs to be told. Hott agrees. The latter was asked what he would like viewers to take from this project.
I think the humility of the Native American veterans who say, look, this warrior tradition is something that is really important to us, but it's really important to everybody. You know, we are part and fabric of American culture, and we protect our homeland in our way.
In Buffalo, I'm Michael Mroziak for WXXI News.